Press On with Jared Gunter of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ.
Hello again, neighbors. Hope you're doing well today. I know we have been studying this week about the convictions of David, but I feel a bit convicted myself to break the norm of what we've been doing and focus our attention on something that I think is very necessary for this time. I know we're in a small community and we enjoy a peaceful community, and I thank God that we have such a nice place to live here in Ohio County. But the things that have been happening in our country, and namely in our capital yesterday, are hard to articulate, are hard to understand. In a word, they're disturbing. But for anyone who proclaims to be a child of God, whether you identify with the Democratic Party or the Republican Party or as an independent, in the eyes of God, the most important thing that you identify with is your Christian faith, your salvation in Jesus. And from there, it should influence our decisions of how we vote politically and whatnot, but I'm not getting into that today. Neighbors, we need to pray for our country. We need to pray for our government, for law enforcement, because this is not a conservative or liberal issue. This is about civility and it's about peace. Make no mistake, our country is more godless than it's ever been. And the events of Wednesday, let alone over the past year, from extremists on both sides, right wing, left wing, however you want to describe them, has been a regular reminder of just how lost this country is. We all need Jesus. And if you're a child of God, we must do our part to make God known. Make Jesus known. Make the cross known. Make salvation known. And there's a right and wrong way to go about that. We need to be civilized. We need to be peaceable. We need to be Christ-like. Because believe it or not, government is a God-ordained institution. We read in Romans chapter 13 and verse 1, "Let every person be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God. And those that exist have been instituted by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authorities resists what God has appointed, and those who resist will incur judgment." And then let's really focus on verse 8. "Owe no one anything except to love each other. For the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. For the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and any other commandment are summed up in this word, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law." And I especially like what Paul says next in light of where we are right now. "I realize not all Americans are Christians. Far from it. But as I do speak to my fellow Christians, listen to these words and take them to heart." Paul continues to round out Romans chapter 13, beginning in verse 11. "Besides this, you know the time, that the hour has come for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. The night is far gone, the day is at hand. So then let us cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the daytime, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and sensuality, not in quarreling and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires." We need to make sure that we are awake, that we are operating with love, that we are not taking part in all of the quarreling and jealousy that is going on in this nation, but make sure that what we are taking part in, what we have put on, is the Lord Jesus Christ. There's enough wickedness in this world, enough resistance to government and to authority. What the Christian needs to be is the example a beacon of light unto this dark, sinful, and dying world to show the better way of Jesus. Thanks for listening. May God bless us. Let's be prayerful for this country, for our leaders, for everyone involved, and for one another. Let's owe one another love, and let's be busy loving each other. Press On is a production of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. We're located at 1235 William Street in Beaver Dam, Kentucky, and can be contacted at 270-274-4451. For more information, give us a call or find us online at beaverdamchurch.com and facebook.com/Church of Christ Beaver Dam. More Press On episodes are available for free on our church website and several top podcast platforms. Just search Press On Bible Podcast. Thanks so much for listening, and let's press on.